There are two main problems with youth unemployment in the Middle East. One of the big issues is a skills gap. Many of the young people graduating from high school and universities do not have the skills needed by the private sector to get into the workforce. Second problem is an opportunity gap, which is that there's not so much of a meritocracy. Young people really need to be well connected in order to get their foot in the door and their first interview.
How does EFE overcome that challenge then?
We provide skills training to young people who are underserved, young women and young men. We talk to companies to identify the skills in greatest demand by the private sector and provide that skills training to young people. We also help them get their foot in the door, that first interview with employers, so that they can get in front of the employers, they can show that they have great potential, and they can get their first job.
Many of the countries in that region are still torn with war or post-conflict territories. How does EFE approach that?
EFE is very unique in the region in the sense that we're a network of locally run affiliate organizations. So in every country, Yemen, Palestine, other locations where we operate across the region, we have local staff in place who run the organization. And so we don't need to evacuate foreigners when there are problems. And we've been able to operate through a lot of disruption over the past 10 years because of our local team.
Is there a gender disparity amongst the unemployed? If so, why?
Youth unemployment is 26% in MENA, the largest unemployment rate in the world for youth. But for women, two-thirds of women in the MENA region are unemployed. So the situation for women is even more dire. In countries like Yemen, Jordan, you've got 10 to 15% labor participation by women in the workforce. There are a lot of barriers to women's participation. Sometimes it's physical access and mobility, getting to the job and getting home. We need to have more freelance and work from home opportunities for women. Other certain sectors and industries are more difficult for women to enter. For example, there are a lot of engineers graduating, women engineers, but they can't work on desert construction sites. So we need to look at alternative employment opportunities for young women that really match their aspirations and where they can get access to the job.
When you say alternatives to that, what kind of job areas these women can do?
A really important area that's fast growing is STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, high-tech types of jobs. So we're working to train young women in coding, software development, the kinds of jobs where they can work from a desk office in a comfortable environment and get to work. We're also looking at setting up freelance platforms so that young women and Palestinians can work from their homes and not have to actually go to a physical site. So there's a lot that can be done, and we're finding a number of tech companies and others are really eager to partner with us to create alternative employment opportunities for women.
What do these young people tell you?
Young people who are still unemployed or just starting our program, they're disillusioned, they lack hope, they're very, very concerned for their future. They've said things to me in Palestine like, in my country, having a job means I'm alive. Another young person in Jordan told me, other organizations, they train us and they throw us in the streets. I hope that you can actually get us a job. It's very, very common among young people starting out their journey, but I've been so happy to hear that at the end of the journey, they say things like, now that I have my job, it's like education for employment. You put a battery inside me and charged me up. You ignited me, and now I can go and accomplish my dream.
Do you personally think that education is the sole solution to unemployment?
I think there are a lot of reasons for unemployment. I think some of it is also self-selected, but I do think the skills gap, the fact that education systems are not equipping young people with the skills they need and that employers are requiring, is a massive part of the problem. I think the mismatch, if we can solve that mismatch and help employers get the right people with the right skills at the right time, that is going to create a lot of youth employment in the region. But the other issue we're seeing is it's also what I call an opportunity gap, that even young people who have the skills, if they don't have the connections or the parents or the inroads to get their first job, you know, these are not countries where it's easy for them to do that if they don't have those connections. So that's what EFE tries to do, is bridge the divide.